Hello, my name is Naya. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, I tell you what, I need to speak to a supervisor. Me and my wife are very high risk. We have letters from our doctor to move up on the list. We're 65 and older. My wife's got severe heart problems and asthma problems, high blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes too, and I've got many of the same kind of things. And anyways, I want to first check. I want somebody to verify this. I called in a month ago, put my wife's and my names on the county list.
Mm-hmm.
I have not even received a call back yet.
And yes, the reason you haven't received the call back is because there's nothing available right now. Once there's an appointment and a vaccine available to you in your county, that's when you'll get the call. It's going on a list, and there's a lot of other people on the list from your county, so they're just going one by one.
Right. But one other thing I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you're in the 1C, it doesn't really state anything about, because the county would never know if you're really high risk or not. They would not have that information. So you would think, like anything else, they went and got the people that are on the job, that, you know, doctors, et cetera, teachers, and then you went to 75-year-olds and people that were high risk there. But when you did the 65-year-olds on 1C, there was nothing about high-risk people. And I'm going to tell you, my wife, if she ever contracted this because of her bad respiratory and her heart that runs between 60 and 200 beats at any given part of any second of the day, my wife would be dead in about a few days, okay? And I can't seem to get anybody that wants to address the issue of people that really need that shot, that are over 65 and have such health issues that this virus will kill them. And I went to Walmart. I was up at 3 o'clock last night. I did that Walmart thing every day, all different times of the day. I even had a lady from Walmart tell me, go on after midnight, which I did another day because that's when they loaded back up. And first of all, it was overwhelmed one day. The other thing is, it really doesn't tell you anything whether they received the message or not. It's like
mm-hmm.
You're staring at a blank wall that says, you know, no shots available, no shots. It doesn't even change when you go from day to day. It's so poorly executed that, I mean, we're last in the United States at this, last, okay? I mean, I ran a company. I understand logistics, and I understand that if you have something like this, we've got shots sitting there to be given out. Why isn't Publix giving them out? Why isn't Walgreens giving it out? I mean, why isn't...
It's all based on how much they have. There's probably not a lot of vaccine to go around, so they're trying their best to get people out of the way. And if they're not giving out any, that means they just don't have any.
Okay, because the last time I saw the report on it, it showed that we had half more of what we have already given out. And, you know, that's all people know. And even if they should update the local news all the time and give people some good facts that we can understand what the heck is going on. I still think somebody needs to address the high-risk people that are 65 and old, that are from 65 to 75, that have severe issues that if they get this disease, it'll kill them. And I've got letters. I've got the letters. My doctor's signature, everything's on it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody needs to answer that. I mean, if I was running the county, I would want to get that feedback, and I would want to give me, the person calling, or any other individual, some type of answer on this. It can't just be, well, hey, this is the way it is. That's not the way I ran my companies. If somebody came to me with a problem, then I went to get the answer to the problem, and we went to get it fixed.
Yes, I understand you're frustrated with it, but there's nothing I can do because I don't run the county, so it's not like I'm giving out the vaccine.
I understand that, but let me ask you something, and I'll say this. Anytime a customer wanted to call me and I ran the company, I would give them that person's phone number, whoever had. So whoever heads up Madison County or one of the top people, I would like to have their phone number so they can answer that for me. okay? Because, like, what you're going to tell me is you don't have the authority to do it. Well, guess what? My people, anytime they had a problem, I told them, look, if you can't answer that problem, you give them to me, and we'll get the answer, or I'll give you the answer, and we'll get back to that customer.
Mm-hmm.
One of the worst things any young person could do is say, hey, nothing's more important than saving a life. And if you have an opportunity, just give me a phone number. Give me a person's name, and I will call that individual. I'm a very professional person, but it needs addressed. I mean, somebody needs to answer that question.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I understand.
So I would imagine we have a lot of phone numbers into the Madison County Health Department with top people there that would be able to answer this question. And all you got to do is give me a name and a phone number, and I'll call them directly. And you know what? If they're too busy to answer that question, then they shouldn't be sitting in that chair. Because my job was never done until I took care of my customer. And their job should be never done if they're trying to save a life.
Yes, I understand where you're coming from, sir.
Okay. So can you give me a name and a phone number, and I'll be glad.
I just take calls in. I'm not in a specific county, so I don't have specific county information. I would just say look up your Madison County Health Department phone number and contact them.
Well, I've already done that, but it doesn't seem like anybody picks up there. I'm not getting through to the right person. That's why I asked if there was a specific phone number of a person. I mean, that's something that if there were you're answering the phone from Madison County, they should give you enough information that you can handle any question somebody would have, or you would have a phone number so the customer could get the person could get the answer. I mean, I can't even believe they're just saying, well, all you do is there is go ahead and just take the call. I mean, that's poor execution. Poor execution.
This is the line for testing sites. So I'm giving information on testing sites. I'm not giving information about vaccines or where they're taken or numbers to higher-ups in certain counties. I don't have that information.
And last night I read everything on Alabama and Madison County, and I even had a number here that I called, 800-270-7268. That was the number they gave you to call if you needed help for a question. That was the number that was on the website last night at 3:30 in the morning when I went through every item that they had out there, where you can get the shot. Okay, drive-ups, okay. There's not even a drive-up, okay. You can go to the Huntsville Hospital or Madison County where they give the shots, but those two places, and that's it, other than Walmart. And Walmart, they crashed and burned, and you can't even get on Walmart and even find out what the heck's going on. So I'm hitting a brick wall at every place I go, and this is their information. This is something that I read through its entirety.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do when they give you a number here that I call and I can't get to the people I need to talk to? I don't know how to get to those people. I wish I did.
Well, I do have a vaccine hotline number if you want to contact them.
Yeah, give me that. That's the starting point at least. Go ahead.
Okay, their number is 855-566.
Okay.
5333. And then I have websites you can go on as well.
I had a website down here, COVID19info@adph.state.alabama.us.
Mm-hmm. And do you have the CDC.gov website?
No, but how would the CDC help me with anything in Alabama? That's my question.
What'd you say?
How would the CDC be able to help me with anything in Alabama?
Because they have information regarding COVID and the vaccinations and everything on their website.
Oh, they do?
Yes, sir.
Right, go ahead.
It's just cdc.gov.
Oh, cdc.gov. I got you. All right, young lady, you've done the best you can. That's all I could ever ask from you. Okay?
I'm sorry I couldn't help you more.
It's not a problem. But you know what? If they ever have feedback, this is what happens with big people at the top. You're the person, and all the others are the people that talk to the people that need the shots. And guess what? They can't find out what's going on unless they talk with you. That's what they should be doing. I mean, that's the way all good, great companies handle business. You know, you don't work from always the top. You work from the people that are on the front line dealing with it, because they know better than anything what they're hearing, what people are saying. That's how things should work. So I appreciate what you did. Thank you. I'm going to start on this right now. So you have a good day. Be safe.
Thank you for calling Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline, and you have a nice day, too.
Okay, bye.